This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Second to last show of the year for us. By the way, you know what happens in 2022, Ireland?
What's that?
We will celebrate our 18th year on 710 ESPN.
Wow. Already, huh?
In March, yeah. Time sure flies.
How many years were we at the old place?
Not that long. We were there from 94 to 99. Then I went to New York, New York.
Right, but then we went back in like 04, and we're there for like 04 to 08, right?
We've been here since 04.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we've been here since 04. Except for you briefly when you got fired.
Oh, that's right.
Over my objection.
6 months of being paid to sit on the beach. Amanda, exactly. Can I get that again?
And then they realized how much Mason sucked by himself.
Oh, wow. That is really harsh.
Sorry, Mace. It was too easy.
I don't think it was necessarily your fault, if you know what
I mean. It actually really hurt my feelings.
I apologize. I sincerely apologize.
That the Mason show was not a huge success?
That my boss just told me that I suck.
Hey, I wasn't here then, so I don't know the real reason.
Amanda was living in Bristol. She was a different woman.
Yes, I was.
She was stuck in Connecticut.
I was stuck in the snow.
Yeah.
So you know what I'm doing? I'm liking every single Instagram post. This is my new thing.
From every person that you follow?
No, I'm liking every post. So everybody that I follow. It's like, sure, if the station puts up something, crypto.com, like. If my former yoga teacher puts up some aerial yoga pictures, like. If my friend Ken Castillo is in Vegas, like. I'm just going to like everything.
Do you like your own posts?
I don't. I don't like my own posts.
Have you ever seen that before? I see people like their own posts.
Yeah, that's desperate.
I think it's so strange.
It is so desperate.
It's very Scott Kaplan, isn't it?
I'm sure he likes his own posts. Well, by the way, Scott Kaplan, I never got a bathrobe from Scott Kaplan.
I told you, I'll give you mine.
He promised me he would give me a bathrobe. And by the way,
I'll give you mine, happily.
He recommended the best sweatpants to me. This is totally
Kaplan?
Unsolicited. Yeah, Viori. Viori
sweatpants. Viori.
Viori.
Yes.
Viori. So good. They're so good.
Yes.
You can wear them anywhere. Like I wore them out to Christmas day dinner. And nobody would know. They look like regular pants. And they're sweatpants. And they're super comfortable.
So thank you, Scott Kaplan. You become Michael Thompson. You're wearing sweatpants to dinner?
Yeah. But you would never know these are sweatpants. When Michael Thompson wears those goofy pants.
The
those
Zubaz.
Zumba pants. Aren't they Zumba pants?
Zubaz.
Oh, by the way, so Michael has agreed to write Game of Games tomorrow. Mason, today's your game, right?
Yeah, it's my game today.
All right, so Michael's agreed to write it tomorrow, which means if the whole thing's on the line tomorrow, everybody's got a shot.
Everybody's got a shot.
Yeah, but you gotta be in it.
Now, he's probably been working on this Game of Games for a long time because he's been locked up.
Amanda can play for Bergman. If Amanda wins, we'll give those to Bergman.
So the score I have is me 6, Momo 5, Bergman 4, Ireland 4?
That's correct.
So everybody's in it. We should let Momo come on tomorrow and play. Jorge, I've got you with one.
That's the deal we made with Momo. When she won on Friday, I said, if you win this, we're calling you on Tuesday. So we're calling her tomorrow.
So it's Michael's game tomorrow to decide everything unless I win. Oh, and I can't win today.
Correct.
It's my game.
Yeah, correct.
You could tie me.
Yeah, and damn. Amanda could put Bergman in. How many does Bergman have?
4.
Bergman got 4.
Right?
Yeah, so Bergman could tie.
I mean, I wouldn't count on it. I'm not very good. I play along every time you guys do this. I suck.
Well, it depends what the game is.
Yeah.
Really.
By the way, I think, Amanda, you could definitely win today.
Really?
You could definitely win today. You could shock the world. Shock the world.
Okay.
Hey, Mace, what's your level of confidence right now in the Rams now that they've clinched a spot in the postseason?
Straight to the Super Bowl.
You know, there is a route, some people say route, that they could take that makes a lot of sense. All right, so let's say Dallas loses one of their last two.
Yep.
They've got to play Arizona and Philadelphia. The Rams win their last two.
Yep.
They got to play at Baltimore, but maybe without Lamar. And then against the 49ers, maybe without Garoppolo. So then the Rams would be the two.
Yes.
It's not inconceivable that Green Bay, who would get a bye in the first round, could lose in the second round. And here's why. If you watch that game, was it Saturday that the Packers played the Browns? I think so.
Yeah. The Cleveland, days all blend together during the
Cleveland had an excellent chance to win that game. Had Baker Mayfield not been throwing... A good buddy of mine that works at the NFL Network is a huge Browns fan. And I was texting him, I was like, why don't the Browns run
more? Is it
more?
Andrew Siciliano?
No, it's a guy named Scott Henry. Really good guy. And I said to him, why don't the Browns run more? I go, Chubb
especially
gets like...
got Nick Chubb, who's great.
5 yards every time he runs it.
He averaged 7 yards a carry in that game.
Yeah, and Baker threw, I think, four interceptions,
yeah.
And if he wouldn't have thrown the last one...
They were in it. All they needed was a field goal.
Right. And I think part of the reason for that is that Aaron Rodgers' toe is messed up. There was part of that game where Myles Garrett stepped on his foot, and he could hardly walk. So they're not a lock to go through two playoff games. And if they were to get upset, the Rams would have all home games on the road to the Super Bowl. So I don't think it's inconceivable the Rams could go to the Super Bowl this year.
No, I actually, and you know, it's going to come down to Stafford. I know Sean McVay said after the game, I need to put Matthew in better position. You know what? Matthew Stafford was not sharp yesterday.
McVay always does that.
He was throwing the ball in the dirt. He was throwing behind guys. Those back shoulder throws, he wasn't hitting. He threw 3 interceptions. I mean, Matthew Stafford just wasn't very good. Thank you to it's Brandon Powell, who with that punt return really gave us the game. But I do think that the Rams are genuine Super Bowl threats. And I do believe that they've got the talent. Yesterday's defensive performance was excellent.
And the other thing is, are you to the point now that you want Sony Michel to be the number one option
at
running back?
And I don't think that's going to change. Darrell Henderson was healthy yesterday and they still ran Sony Michel. I think Sony Michel, that's his job. Although, what's going to happen if Cam Akers comes back?
Well, he is back. They put him on the active roster so he could get his pension, but they say by the time the playoffs start, he's back.
Yeah, then I don't know what you do. I don't know what
I think
Cam
you
Akers
ride
coming off an injury.
Sony Michel until he gives you a reason not to.
He's
been great.
Ran for a buck something yesterday. And this just in from Momo. She says, I wear Vuori's on the air. They look better than my fancy TV pants.
There you go.
Again, totally unsolicited support for Vuori's.
Here's the other thing about the Rams. Their defense has, and Aaron Donald especially, has been great.
Well, Aaron Donald is just, there's no player like him. You hear every game you watch, it's, you know, whether he's getting sacks or he's doing, and he's got 11 sacks now. So he's been really, really productive, but he's facing doubles and sometimes triples, and he's still finding a way. Yesterday, he found a way into the backfield a bunch of times. I don't think he had a sack yesterday, but he dragged down their running back a whole bunch of times yesterday. He's the best defensive player in the league without question. And you can tell, I'm no expert, right? I'm not the most expert guy. I'm not watching line play necessarily all the time. But you listen to the announcers and the way they describe what he's doing. I mean, they clearly believe best defensive player in the game. And Cooper Kupp, and again yesterday, he extended his streak of 90-plus yards in a game. I think it's now 10. Is it possible that 10 straight games he's at 90-plus
yards?
And
I think I read he needs 122 yards, maybe 152 yards to break the all-time yards record.
I mean, it's unreal what he's been able to do. It really is.
And by the way, now that Odell Beckham is starting to click, the other team can't double cover him every play. Because Odell Beckham, do you see what happens when they single cover Odell Beckham? He just
gets Odell Beckham wide open in the end zone.
Yeah. So I like the Rams' chances. As long as bad Stafford doesn't show up, I think the Rams have an excellent chance.
Boss Amanda, you've followed the Rams really closely. Give us your take.
What specific take are you looking
for?
Can
the Rams go to the Super Bowl?
I think they can if they played like they did at the beginning of the season.
Yes.
Right, in the Tampa Bay game.
Yes.
Yeah. The one thing, Amanda, you've actually watched, even the preseason games.
Unfortunately, yes.
Yeah. Yes.
The one where they didn't play anybody. The one thing that has been fairly consistent about the Rams is, Mace, they've only really been blown out once. That Arizona game at SoFi.
Yeah, first Arizona game, yep.
Other than that, they're in every game. And that's why turnovers are so critical. And that's why Stafford can't do what he did yesterday and get those. And think about it this way. He had three bad picks, including one in the red zone.
Yeah.
And they won anyway. That's a really good sign. That means your defense is controlling the game.
And I'll tell you what, I feel way more confident than I did a year ago with Jared Goff or 2 years ago with Jared Goff. I mean, he was really
a turnover
machine.
Even the Super Bowl year with Jared
Goff. No, the Super Bowl year, he had a really good year and was really good in the playoffs. He regressed from there. But we forget sometimes how good Jared Goff was during that year. That's the year that he matched Patrick Mahomes touchdown pass for touchdown pass in that game at the Coliseum.
Yeah.
He was really good that, and he regressed.
Well, and you know, you've got, I think now you've got way more impact players than you had the year you went to the Super Bowl. Remember when they went to the Super Bowl, they didn't have Jalen Ramsey.
Yep.
They didn't have Von Miller, and Cooper Kupp wasn't Cooper Kupp yet. Now you got all of them. And you got Beckham, and you got Sony Michel, and you got Stafford. This would be a completely different group if they make it.
Yeah. All right, coming up next for you, I was just curious. I haven't been active. Have you been active on Twitter today?
I have it open.
Okay. So I just tweeted out what's on your mind.
Really?
Yeah. People have interesting things on their mind, John.
Since
interesting
when?
Interesting things on their mind. People are curious about things.
Okay, good to know.
So we'll
You're
do that.
You're just short of going Open Phones America right now.
I'm doing Open Tweet America. Open Tweet America. What's on your mind? All right. Coming up next, we'll do that. Plus, we'll do some Lakers. Just a terrible Christmas Day game. And what's the freak out with Crypto.com Arena? We'll get to that too.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Is this the Mariah Carey one?
See.
Yes. I'll be happy when Mariah Carey season is over.
Well, you know, she has other hits besides this.
Yeah, but she talk about annoying. She's really annoying. I went to see her in concert. And because Juan is a huge Mariah Carey fan. So you go there, and she's wearing, these gigantic spiked heels. And they actually – the lights would go down, and they would pick her up and move her to another stage and sit her down on her heels. She was not able to walk because her shoes were so high. Ridiculous. Then she would disappear backstage, and they would have this guy DJ for a while Mariah is changing negligees. Really, to the best of my knowledge, she just wore different negligees all night long. There was a blue one, there was a red one, there was a yellow one. I mean,
honestly, the
Mariah Carey concert, waste of time.
Brady blue.
Oh, she was wearing Brady blue. She can now wear Brady blue. All right. So, John, what is the big deal with the change of Staples to Crypto.com Arena? To me, it just rolls off the tongue.
Okay. No, but here's the thing that surprises me. The Lakers, had a big send-off for Staples Center.
Yes.
There were many people that were interviewed and stories done.
Emotional.
Outside the lines on ESPN devoted their entire show Thursday to the end of the Staples era, we're just changing names on a building. It's not like we're getting a new building. We're still
I thought it was stupid to have a ceremony to change the name of the building. It's just change the name of the building. Right. Just change, you're changing signage.
Did this happen at any other arena?
Did they do this at the Pond when it turned into the Pepsi Center or whatever the hell it is now?
No. Did this happen when they like put a corporate name on the Rose Bowl or the Coliseum? I was surprised by the is pomp and circumstance the right phrase? I don't know.
Yeah, it just didn't need it. I know they brought those guys out and like Luke Walton and Robert Horry and those guys, but I mean it's like we're just changing names. It's not like the end of the world, and it's not the end of the Lakers era.
So here's what I did like about that particular ceremony. Two of the five people they brought out were Luke Walton and Byron Scott. And since those guys were fired as coaches of the Lakers, I think Luke's technically wasn't a firing. It was a mutual agreement to part ways.
Which means firing.
Yeah. They have not been seen or heard in a Laker context. Like, they haven't been on Spectrum. They haven't been coming to the games. And I thought seeing them there and watching them both get a great reception kind of opened the door for them to come back into the fold.
Yeah, that's nice.
I'd love to see those guys on Spectrum. I'd love to see if Michael or Stu couldn't do a game moving forward, Luke or Byron come to do the game. Those are both good dudes. I like those guys a lot. And I thought, I don't know anything. I wasn't part of the decision, but I thought that on the part of the Lakers was extending an olive branch to those two guys saying, hey, look, enough time has passed. You're once a Laker, always a Laker. Welcome back. That's what I liked about that particular thing. But I thought it was weird that even like Lee Zeidman and Michael Roth and the guys who run Staples were pointing out, hey, we're just changing the corporate sponsor. It's still the same building.
Now, for a long time, you said, oh, crypto is a flash in the pan. Nobody's going to use cryptocurrency. The cryptocurrency isn't real. It's not even. Now that they've spent $700 million for the next 20 years, are you sort of buying that crypto's a real thing?
Let me correct exactly what I said, which was nothing close to what you said. I said I would never invest in crypto. I am not interested in cryptocurrency. I will not go down the road that you've already gone down with Bitcoin. Now, that doesn't mean I can't root for you, and I think Lindsay bought some too, to make a ton of money. I hope you do. I don't want anybody going out of business. I don't want anybody losing their money. To me, I don't understand the logic of it. I'm kind of like Warren Buffett. I need more material behind it, but I'm not rooting against crypto, nor do I think it'll fail necessarily. I just personally wouldn't do it.
So do you, I think I heard you, I was driving from Palm Springs back to LA on Christmas Day, and I think I heard you, it rolled off your tongue, crypto.com arena.
I said a couple of times, I used to say welcome to Staples Center, I said welcome to the newly named crypto.com arena. I asked Michael Roth, I said, can I get away with calling it Staples? He said, you can get away with it if you want to be factually incorrect.
And if you want to be wrong.
And so in an attempt to be not factually incorrect, if I do mention the name of the building, I will try and get. I'm going to count the amount of times I screw it up. Once on Saturday, working with Sliwa, I called it Staples. At the beginning of the game.
That's not bad.
But I figure, what's the over-under for the rest of the season? 10?
I don't know. You're a pretty smart guy.
5?
Yeah, 5.
Okay.
I'll say 5.
All right, we'll see. Maybe that can be your first Mythical Money bet of next year. The over-under on me.
Oh, that's
Staples.
Right. I finally get Mythical Money back on Monday.
Well, and somebody's going to start with 110. Could be you.
Oh, yes. Hey, by the way, if you're just tuning in, you don't know the way Mythical Money turned out. So, John, describe how it all went down on,
it was Friday.
Friday.
Where you took the day off.
Yes.
Jorge, Greg, and I, Mason bet all of his money and lost it.
Lost it a long time ago.
He finished last.
Yeah.
Greg, well, actually, he finished tied for last with Bergman because he bet all his money. But Bergman won, right, Jorge? He won his bet with the Rams. So, yeah, Mason's last. So, we decided we would do a blind bet, like on Jeopardy, like on Final Jeopardy.
Yeah.
We would all send our bets to Ramona, but not tell the other two guys what we were doing. So I bet 80 grand on the Rams. Bergman, unfortunately for him, bet all of his money on the Rams, so he couldn't pass me. And Jorge, who was in first place on Friday, bet half of his money on the Warrior, on the Suns to beat the Warriors. So when the Warriors lost, or I'm sorry, when the Suns lost and the Warriors beat them on Christmas, I knocked up Mythical Money for the year. So I won this year, Bergman won last year, and you won the first year. So we've done it for 3 years. We've had three different winners.
So if tradition holds, Jorge is due for a win.
That's right, next year.
Next year, Jorge. It's your year.
Next year, year of the Jorge.
Mace, where did you go wrong this year in Mythical Money? Did you bet too big too early? Or did
I was going super big. Jorge, what was the bet that I totally pooched? There was one I totally pooched. It was...
Jorge gave you $10,000 to get you back in it, and you bet it all on the Lakers one night.
I bet it all on the Lakers, and they lost that night. That was the night of the MegaCast, No, I just bet too big. I bet too big. I think I must have bet on the Rams or something like that. Bet on the Lakers.
Oh, Thanksgiving. I bet everything on Thanksgiving. No overtime.
Oh, that's right.
Thanksgiving.
Yeah, the worst bet in the history of the show.
Thanksgiving Day, I bet at like minus whatever that there would be no overtime games, and there was an overtime game, and I lost everything. I bet everything on that.
Yeah.
That was a fairly dumb bet.
And the reason that was dumb was it wasn't a value bet. Like, you weren't getting any odds. You were getting reverse odds. So, yeah, that cost you this year. But next year, we'll reload. Everybody gets 100 grand on January 1st of each year.
A lot of people on Twitter asking about my eyebrow. We'll have an eyebrow update coming up for you. Then we'll do Game of Games. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Are we the only regular hosts working today?
Yeah. We're gamers, man. We're gamers. All right. So Helene wants to know, what do you think about players opting out of playing their bowl games? I say it's totally fine. It's a business decision. I'm all for it. What do you think, Ireland?
Totally agree with you. Think that even though now the name, image, and likeness rules have passed and changed, the players, especially those who are going to the NFL, why would you risk it? You know, what's the point?
Yeah, why take a chance? Plus, there's so much COVID. I mean, seriously, just sit the sucker out. I totally get it. Ramon wants to know, you're underestimating the Cowboys. Much rather have Dak over Stafford. What do you think, John?
Would I rather have Dak or Stafford? Boy, that's close.
I'm taking Stafford.
Dak's had some bad games, too.
Dak, until yesterday, Dak was in a pretty big slump.
Yeah, it's very close. I'd actually be happy with either one of them. But I think I would take Stafford just because there's more of a resume there than there is with Dak. But I like Dak. I like Dak a lot. I think if the Rams play the Cowboys, it would probably depend on where that game is.
To determine the point spread, yeah.
But I like the Rams' chances against Dallas.
Yeah, me too. Are we getting baseball season? This is Jeffrey Hall. Are we getting baseball season to start on time? I'm an Angels fan. I'm sorry. And I love baseball as much as you do. You know, I do think baseball is going to start on time. I do think that they're much closer than they've led us to believe on finding a new collective bargaining agreement that works for both sides. I pray to God that they do work it out. But I think baseball, maybe not spring training, but I think baseball will start on time.
I don't. I think that normally it's got to hurt somebody before they cave. Normally it's the players who cave. But for the life of me, Mason, you and I have talked about this. I've looked up and down at the issues that have started this work stoppage. There's nothing there that I would shut down the season over. There's just nothing there. I mean, these are not like end all be all. I mean, I can't believe that these guys can't all get in a room and resolve this.
And the big sticking point, by the way, is getting teams, this is near and dear to your heart, getting teams not to tank, making every team have a payroll of whatever it is, $70 million or $80 million or whatever number they can agree on. Because right now the Pirates make as much as Max Scherzer does.
Right.
We can't live in a league where that happens. You've got to put some product on the field and not go into full tank mode. But the small market owners are the ones that are putting the screws to this whole deal.
Right. And I think that's reasonable to have a salary floor and require you invest a minimum amount of money. If not everybody, why wouldn't you tank? It worked for the Cubs. It worked for the Astros. It's kind of worked in Tampa.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to, I'm in favor of them requiring a certain amount of money be spent. Aren't you?
Me too. Me too. Absolutely. Yeah. 100%. You can't throw out a payroll of $20 million and say to your fans, hey, we're putting a team out. That's just not right. Not
that
fair.
Is the
You're
Florida,
ripping your fans off.
Florida Marlins Project Wolverine.
Yeah. Still going on.
Yeah.
Carson C. Newton, what's on your mind? Getting the sax line to Careless Whisper correct. Now that is a serious sax line if you think about it. That song is tough.
Careless Whisper.
Yeah, it's Jorge, do you have Careless Whisper there?
Working on it.
It's a really tough sax line. I actually just watched the documentary about Kenny G. Have you watched that yet?
This one? This sax line?
This sax line, yeah. That's tough.
I can see why that'd be hard. I have not watched the Kenny G doc, but I heard it is shockingly good.
You gotta watch it. I have new respect for Kenny G.
And that's Bill Simmons that's doing that doc.
Bill Simmons producing and all of the documentaries. It's called the Music Box series. All the documentaries. The Alanis Morissette, the Robert Stigwood who did Saturday Night Fever, the Kenny G, the DMX, the Woodstock 99. All these documentaries have been absolutely fantastic. Okay, turn that up there. Oh, yeah. That's Songbird by Kenny G. Scary when you can identify a Kenny G song.
Right. I'm looking in my music library right now to see if I have any Kenny G in it.
Oh, God, no.
It.
No way.
Yeah, I've
no
got
way.
Some.
No, you have no smooth jazz in your library.
Right, let me look.
Oh. By the way, that whole format invented for Kenny G. The Wave doesn't exist without Kenny G.
No kidding.
Yep. They
oh,
made it
some.
Up. All right, Truth Reaper, I think Sean McVay gets tunnel vision and goes pass happy even when the running game is gashing the defense. He can't help but start throwing again, which can kill great drives with holding calls and dropped and missed throws. His finesse receiver mentality kicks in.
I don't know if that's fair. I think he's run a lot more lately than he used to run, don't you?
Yeah, I think that he has settled into, since Sony Michel has emerged, I think he's settled into a really good rhythm. Matthew Stafford, one of the reasons he's been better since Sony, you can kill Kenny G. One of the, I don't
literally.
Mean that.
No, that's our theme for the segment now. I like it.
Oh, it's a theme for the segment. Okay, good.
I feel like I'm in an elevator.
Yeah, I'm in an office right now. So one of the things that has made Matthew Stafford better, I think, in the last since the three-game losing streak is the fact that play action has credibility because they've been able to run the football. Sony Michel has been the key to that, and I think Sean McVay has been pretty dedicated to running the football.
Well, and the other thing that I liked about yesterday and their ability to run is that they had no Andrew Whitworth and no Joe Noteboom. They're missing both of them.
Yeah, and didn't Bobby Evans left the game? Who's the center? They lost their center. Is that Bobby Evans?
I'm not sure, but I mean the fact
David Edwards. David Edwards.
You lose two of your best linemen and you're still able to run the ball. That's a really good sign.
Yeah. Okay, here's Fake Show Max. Russ has to go.
Not as easy as just saying that, though.
You can't wish him away. He makes $47 million.
And he does, I mean, it's unfair to blame him for everything that's going on. You guys got to trust me on this. I've obviously seen every game. The thing that is killing the Lakers, killing them, is their defense. You can yell about the turnovers. You can yell about LeBron or Frank Vogel or Russ and try and point the finger at one guy. It's not one guy. It's that collectively their defense has been really, really inconsistent. And if they can get that figured out, they can compete. But Mace, even the other night when they made the great comeback and went on the 31-8 run to tie the game, when they needed to come up with one stop, can't do it. And most of the time the other team gets a layup or a wide open three. In this case, it was a dunk right at the basket that LeBron tried to defend, but it didn't work. I mean, they've just got to get better on defense.
Yeah, and it was frustrating to watch Christmas Day because you knew Patty Mills was going to shoot the ball. He was shooting threes the entire game. He was there, along with James Harden, he was their offense. And he had four fouls in the first half. You really didn't go at him in the second half to force him into tough decisions to be able to get him out of the game. You could have had him playing his way out if you'd gone at him a little bit with four fouls.
Yeah, and they tried to attack him, but it didn't work. Hey, Adam Schefter just reported.
Yep.
And I'm not a doctor, but I would imagine this takes him out for the season. 49ers quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo suffered a right thumb UCL tear along with a fracture. You can't play with that on your throwing hand?
On your throwing hand, no. I don't think so.
So I think that means that we're getting Trey Lance. For the last game of the season and the playoffs if they make it.
Yeah. By the way, Jim Westmoreland points out, thank you very much. Brian Allen is the Rams center who left. I think I was all around that. Bobby Evans, David Edwards, it's Brian Allen who left the game. So really, they played much of that game without three of their starting offensive
linemen. Wasn't Bobby Evans the guy who produced Chinatown?
That's Robert Evans, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
All right. I promised an update on my eyebrow. So here's the deal, people. I am down to my last couple of chances. I need to win out and score a bunch of points in order to not finish last. And I need other teams to lose because I'm two games out of, I guess it would be 12th place.
When we do the show tomorrow, the standings will be all set and we can exactly line it up, but it does not look good for you.
And I am willing to pay any amount of money to charity in order not to shave my eyebrow.
Hey, Jorge, Mason worked Friday, I would have let him out of it. But
no
he
way.
Elected not
you would
to
not.
Work
yeah,
Friday,
I'm with you. I'm with you.
Have.
Yep.
Maybe that's the card we should have played. That if you work Friday, you're out
I would have worked.
Of the eyebrow bet.
I
don't think anything would have got you to work.
Oh, no. Shit, not avoiding the eyebrow shape, that would have worked. Believe me, that would have worked. Because all I'm thinking is, here we're going to have some new bosses, and I'm going to go into meetings with one eyebrow? What the hell?
What kind of impression do you make on a new boss with one eyebrow? No, Amanda said she'd teach you how to draw it in.
Yeah, I'll teach you how to pencil it in.
I'll just sketch an eyebrow?
Yeah. There are a lot of ladies that do it, my friend.
Yeah, I was around a bunch of people the other day, and three of the women that were there said, oh, look, I pencil mine in.
It can't be convincing next to a real eyebrow.
There are some products nowadays that you can use. I mean, I have light eyebrows, and so I have to give them a little help.
You do?
I do, because they're light.
Going to need Mace, a lot of help.
Mace, just take a Sharpie.
Yeah, just a Sharpie.
Sharpie.
We could. You know what? Maybe you could get it microbladed, actually.
What does that mean?
Oh, yeah. Maybe we'll do that and we can take video.
What is that?
It's like tattooing.
Oh, no, I don't want something permanent because my eyebrow ultimately will grow back.
Well, not necessarily.
Yeah, it may not, Mace.
There are cases where it never grows back.
That's bull. That can't
Google
be true.
Google it.
How's your racing stripe?
Propecia. I'm going to go to Hims.
What?
I'm going to go to Hims and I'm going to get Propecia. Hims is always advertising for hair loss stuff.
How's your racing stripe growing?
My racing stripe, that's the eyebrow that's going to go, the racing stripe eyebrow.
Okay, but has it grown back?
It's still there. It's still there. Unfortunately.
Yeah, see? And you think that if you shave an eyebrow, it's going to grow back, but your racing
shape? I'm on the Hims website. They've got something for hair loss.
Yeah, but this is different than hair loss.
I don't need, by the way, I don't need the rest of the stuff they sell. But the hair loss stuff I could use.
Yeah, but this isn't hair loss.
You're shaving it.
You're shaving it off.
But don't I want to like set the ground so that it's able to grow back?
I'm not sure that helps.
Give me an endorsement for Hims. I'm going to buy some Propecia.
This is hair not that grows as fast, you know?
Oh, God. This is the worst. Honestly, this is the worst thing that's ever happened to me on the show.
You should have maybe done the research first before deciding on this.
There are stories where somebody's eyebrow doesn't ever grow back.
Yeah.
I just told you.
And that could be you. Ireland just said that.
I didn't hear him.
Yeah, clearly you were not listening.
I was listening to me.
Yeah, Ireland just said that.
Sometimes I can't hear anybody when I'm talking. Mm-hmm. I just hear
me. I wonder why, because you're so freaking loud.
I used to talk so much as a kid, my dad made me put up a sign in my room that said, you can't hear anything if you're always talking.
It's true.
Believe it or not, I was a quiet kid.
Yeah.
I was a very quiet kid.
Good to know.
All of a sudden, I started talking, never shut up.
That's why you talk so much now, because you kept your mouth shut when you were
younger.
Making
up for lost time. Yep. All right, coming up next for you is Game of Games. Boss Amanda is going to play in for Bergman, who's not here today. We don't know if Bergman's going to be back tomorrow.
He'll be back tomorrow. I got the text, yes.
Okay, good.
Did he test negative?
He tested negative, which I told him he would. I told him that it's because he got his, you know, booster, he's out.
Okay, so Bergman will be back tomorrow. I have to say, though, your performance far superior to anything Bergman has ever done.
I would agree.
Yes. The absolute best producer we have ever had.
I would agree with that as well.
Boss Amanda.
Yes.
John, don't you agree?
Well, I almost think it's an insult to tell Amanda that, considering the others that tried to, you know, reach her level.
Yeah, no one's been close.
Yeah, she's kind of had that title for a while.
All right, coming up next for you is Game of Games, Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN. Second to last game of Year of Our Lord 2021. And it's John, it's Amanda playing for Greg, and it's Jorge. And the current score in Game of Games is very close. It is Mason 6, Momo 5, Bergman 4, Ireland 4, Jorge only one. You've had some months where you've won this year, right, Jorge?
Yeah, three in a row, but then I took a slump.
Yeah, big slump for you. All right, today is a game of Mason and Ireland Jeopardy. So I love writing Jeopardy. So I do this game usually once every couple of weeks. And this is an especially good one. Ireland, I'm looking at the questions, and I'm thinking, yeah, Amanda or Jorge could win. But okay. you have a clear advantage.
Okay.
So here we go. Number
one. You
have
to answer in the form of a question?
Yeah. If you don't answer in the form of a question, you get kicked out.
But you have to say your name first, right?
Yeah,
like,
your name
as
is
your buzzer.
Yeah. Hey, guess what? Screw you.
That's how I feel about Jeopardy.
All right. Well, Amanda, with that attitude, I don't think you're going to win. All right. Here's number one. Name is your buzzer. Answer in the form of a question. He is Zendaya's current boyfriend.
Amanda. Who is Tom Holland?
Oh, Amanda's on the board, yes. Wow. And he stars in Spider-Man No Way Home.
Okay.
Number two, this former Dodger won a world championship this year.
Jorge.
Was that Jorge?
Yes.
Jorge.
Who is Jock Peterson?
That is absolutely correct. I was about to say wearing pearls, yes.
Wow.
Nice job.
Work cut out
Boss
for
Amanda
me today.
Won, Jorge won, Ireland yet to score.
Okay.
Its shape is geometrically described as a polygon, and there are over 2,600 of them on Hollywood Boulevard.
John.
I think Jorge was first.
What is the Hollywood stars, right?
Correct.
Yes.
What is a star is the correct answer.
Okay, Hollywood
Jorge,
star. Yeah,
two. Good. Amanda, one. Ireland, nothing. This Heisman Trophy winner from Clemson.
John.
From Clemson. I don't know.
This Heisman Trophy winner from Clemson has the worst QBR in the NFL.
Amanda?
Two. Amanda?
Who is Trevor Lawrence?
That is correct. Trevor Lawrence is the right answer. Amanda 2, Jorge 2, Ireland yet to score. I am shocked.
Did Trevor Lawrence win the Heisman Trophy?
Yeah. Let me just make a double check.
I don't doesn't matter. I still got the answer right,
you
okay?
You get the answer no matter what. That's who I was going for.
Snap the ball so there's no review. Come on, snap the ball.
Yep. Call on the field. He didn't, but it's call on the field.
No. If he didn't win it, then you got to throw that question
out. It doesn't
out.
Count. Yeah, it doesn't count.
He finished second to Devontae Smith.
Yeah, that question's out. So it's Horry 2, Amanda 1.
Okay. Bad question. Bad on me. Number 5. If you're asked to keep a secret, it means you're not supposed to spill these.
Okay.
I think Ireland was first.
There. Ireland was there.
What are the beans?
What are the
How
beans?
How can I miss that
He's
one?
Absolutely Jeez. Correct.
All right, this is close. Jorge 2, Amanda
Very
1,
close.
John 1.
This former New York Mets middle infielder is known for his Dodgers postseason success and his red beard.
John.
Who is Justin Turner?
Is
correct. It's Ireland 2, Jorge 2, Amanda 1. There is a tiebreaker if we need it. Number 7. She is the scorned pop singer who wrote a 10-minute song about
John.
Her... John.
Who is Taylor Swift?
Absolutely correct. And John with the win, wrote a 10-minute song about her failed relationship with Jake Gyllenhaal.
Come back,
and that was the last one?
That was the last one. Ireland takes the game.
Okay, I got a chance. I'm not dead yet.
No, you're now tied for the lead.
Okay, so tomorrow, that makes it very interesting. If Bergman wins, it's a 3-way tie. If Momo wins, she wins outright. If you or I win, we win outright. So Michael's game tomorrow is very high stakes, probably the highest stakes game of games we've ever had.
It's never in history has it come down like this. This is a moment that you cannot miss tomorrow at 3:45. And I'm not overselling it. It's Michael's game. It's going to be dramatic. We all want to win.
Hey, Amanda, thank you for doing this today. That was very nice of you. That was fun.
I enjoyed it, gentlemen. Thanks for having me.
Boss Amanda, the best boss I've ever had, the best producer I've ever had, the best human being I know. Nobody better.
I wouldn't even say that about myself.
That was some serious kissing up.
One of the great people ever, Amanda Brown. All right. Hey, that's it for us. Coming up next is Clinton Yates with our friend Beto Duran. We're back tomorrow for the last show of the year. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.